Clemens kind of goes, well, I mean, yeah, like, probably. But until we find out more about him, I can't tell you one way or the other.
All right. Well, anybody else have anything to weigh in?
No, I think we just give him the list. I think we're probably good. He said there's no AI stuff on there. Maybe the guy's going to be fine. We took off Valis. Am I right?
Rexford just kind of shrugs.
Should we ask Valis about those benefactors first?
She's but a phone call away. Although she is a little bit busy. Although she is a little bit busy working on the other
scrubbing
thing.
Scrubbing Adira's record.
Yeah, I mean,
At the same time, if it's already public knowledge that these guys are benefactors of the museum, it won't matter. And then it'll be obvious that we did something to this list.
How about we sleep on it? And then, because, you know, you don't have to get it to him immediately. And then in the morning, you can call Valis and double check before we give it to him.
Okay.
And we fall asleep.
Okay. You guys find yourselves...
In respective places.
Sure. I mean, there's like, you know, there's like a guest room. You guys can roll for who gets the guest room. Highest one wins. Everybody else can find an appropriate couch.
I find that room of puffy chairs, and I put a couple together.
Okay, it's all right. So Kid Shadow's not going to roll for the room. He's going to find the extra leather chairs. Yep, that he can jigsaw puzzle something relatively comfortable with that way. Everybody else can roll for the room if you want to.
I figured I would just go back to the sleazy hotel I found.
What are we rolling again?
Oh no, you got a room at the nice hotel at the Eustace.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'll go back to that nice hotel I found.
Okay. So the
procedural question there, are you taking the gun with you?
I don't see why not.
Okay, I'm just asking.
And one of your jackets.
Yeah.
She's borrowing your jacket. Right. It's like high school.
I let her.
All right. So, Ale and Rexford, do you want to paper, rock, scissors or roll a dice for who gets the room?
What are we rolling?
Rexford just be happy on like a sofa somewhere.
Okay, Rexford takes a sofa. That means
chair. Yeah,
that, I got it too. So I'm glad he did that because I've been sleeping outside in the alley.
So all right,
yeah.
Right. So Ale gets the guest room because he feels pretty smart about recognizing all the celebrity names on there, and Rexford's going to let him have it. So he Rexford finds a couch. Kinshadow makes the chairs work, and Adira, you head back for the hotel. Give me a stealth check.
Oh, right. That car's still waiting outside.
I'm going to re-roll that. I'm going to spend my karma point.
I have a high stealth.
I do have a high stealth. Okay. Please don't be a one again. 7 for a total of 14. That's
all
better.
All right. And... All right. You managed to not attract the attention of the people in the car down the street. So...
Go me!
Yep. So go you. All right, so you make it back to the hotel.
I totally forgot they were there.
GM didn't, so. I should have just had you, like, saunter out. That would have been more fun.
I still would have gone out the back door, but yeah.
Yeah, but you would have been sauntering. All right, anyway.
Sauntering out the back door,
that's
yeah.
Right, sauntering out the back door.
You had to roll for sauntering, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's an intimidate check, I think. All right. So you make it back to the hotel. Everyone has a good night's sleep. And now it is time for some dice rolls, kids. Hang on to your hats. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So 3 dice rolls happened. One of them was a 3, which made me sad. One of them was a natural 10, which makes me happy. One of them was a 5, which makes me a little sad, but the natural 10 was fun. All right, so the next morning you wake up, and then you we're gonna go. You're gonna give Alice a call, right?
Adira should.
Adira. So you're gonna head back to the museum before you give Alice a call, or you're gonna give Alice a call from the comfort of your passable room at the Hotel Eustace.
I'm going to check the room first because that's how I am.
Oh, okay, yeah, you can roll perception.
For bugs and stuff.
Sure.
Bed bug.
with a roll of a 9, you're relatively confident that it is untampered.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and call Ballas from my hotel room then.
Okay. She picks up. She looks a little tired. Looks a little weary. Yeah. What is it?
How'd it go?
We think we were successful. We didn't see any queries on the financial net that we have access to, but it doesn't mean there weren't any, but we didn't see any from where we were at.
I guess that's good news.
So, but like I said, I mean, any kind of digging he does, it's only a matter of time before he finds those roadblocks, and so it'll raise those red flags. So, but at least we've slowed him down. Slowed him down anyway. How's it going on your side? Did you figure out what you needed to do to make him happy?
I think so. I think we've got the list narrowed down as far as we can, and still make it presentable.
Okay. Good. Well, we just need to get out in front of this guy, figure out who's hired him exactly. I mean, we're pretty sure he's got ties back to the Astrogator Corporation, but we got to connect him. We got to find out who's actually given the orders. You were going to ask a question.
Okay, I thought everybody said that it was okay to not ask the question. But
no, all right. I thought the purpose of the phone call was to talk about the benefactors.
The portrait guys. Yeah. So I think it's probably public knowledge anyway, but there were some benefactors on the wall who also appeared in the list for the museum. And I was just wondering, should we take those names off?
And the line stays quiet for a little while. And she goes, I had not considered this angle. And she...
How so?
She says, this is definitely a potential complication. It's bad enough if he connects to us, but if we get connected closer to them, that could also be a problem. She says, how confident are you in your guys' ability to, you know, not leave traces electronically? Additions, deletions, all that kind of stuff.
I'm not sure. You'd have to take that up with Ale.
Okay, yeah. And let's take this up. Is he not there? We're
not with here, me dude. At the moment.
Right, she's in her own room. Yeah, let's, yeah.
He's usually pretty good at that stuff, but I'm not sure how confident he is.
Okay, yeah. I need to talk to him about this. Get with him and let's talk about this.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to head back to the museum then, because I think that's where everybody else is still. On my way, I'm going to find a public bathroom and put my mask on.
Okay.
Don't you laugh at me. And still go through the back door as nonchalantly as I can.
Stealth it.
Don't be one. Or two. Or three. Oh. Three's good, though. Three's actually not bad. That gives me a non-nat 10.
All right, you get away with it that time.
Woohoo.
But just barely.
Yeah.
All right.
So does Clemens have like a coffee machine or something?
Sure. All the comforts of home.
I get some Clemens coffee.
Yep. All right. Yeah. There's. And he's throwing the cabinet doors open to you guys because, like he says, he feels like his days here are numbered. Like, you know, here, no, there's donuts. It's breakfast cereal. Here's some microwave breakfast bowls. You know, whatever you like. clean the fridge out.
Do I still have Alice on the phone, or I need to call her back?
No, you hung up with her. So yeah, so you'll need to get her on the phone there. Is everyone not having breakfast or doing something else? You guys all gathered in an area where Adir can get you together?
I would go straight for the coffee.
All right. Ale, look up too.
Hey, Ale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Valis thinks there's going to be a complication if Eddie knows about those guys, and I point to the pictures up on the wall. She wants to know how confident you are about scrubbing all electronic traces that we've touched stuff.
I think I did a pretty good job. Should I be doing something else? Should I roll for another chance to scrub it with my fancy little gadget?
That will be a thing that happens, yes.
Okay. So I'm ready to do that. You want me to check it out and double check our tracks?
Do I need to get her back on the phone to talk to her about it, or is it just okay that we had this conversation?
I don't know. What do you think?
I'm asking you. Yeah, I think we should call her again. Make sure we're not missing anything.
All right. Ring, ring. She picks up. Yeah, what do you got?
I hand the phone to Ale.
Hey, so Adira was wondering if we were very careful in scrubbing our tracks and stuff, so I wanted to do some double checking. I know you want me to get rid of the benefactors. Is there anything else that you know of that was pertinent that needed to come off besides any references we saw to guard frequency, which we already took care of, and the benefactors? I'm going to do one more double check with this before we send it off.
The existence and the relationship of those three men to the museum that could potentially connect it back to us is very concerning to me. But the fact that any trace that might be left of them or that changes were made could also twig. It's like the financial thing with Adira, right? Even if he figures out that stuff has been moved or deleted, that could be even a bigger red flag than those guys being there.
Well, that's why we're trying to make the report look believable with a few omissions.
Right. Right. But are you good enough? That's what I'm asking. Are you good enough?
I think so, but I think to pull it off, we should give him something. Something he can chase down that would look like a good lead that might not be. Get him off our back a little bit. Do you have anything you can think of as a throwaway? Something that maybe you've got a line on you don't really care too much about if he was to run that down instead of looking where you don't want him to look?
She kind of like thinks... She thinks for a second, and then she says, give me a minute. So she puts you on hold for just a minute.
I start noodling. I'm like, maybe one of those like military contacts we don't care about anymore.
And then she comes back on and says, I've just received permission from Colonel Timothy Mandan and Sergeant Christina Bell that they should go on that list.
Sounds good.
Ah, bingo. I say around my spoonful of space cinnamon ghost crunch.
Who's bingo? Is that somebody else we need to add to the list? Who's bingo?
No. I just guessed your move, baby.
Jeez, you hear the line goes silent.
I go.
So with Kin Shadow with an IQ of whatever it is, can guess the move. Are we making a good one against smart people?
she says, just make sure to keep him under control, and don't let him anywhere near this operation.
He hasn't nuked anybody in a week.
And
it's been hard.
She says to Ale, all right, throw those guys on there. Good luck. Here goes nothing. And she signs off.
All right, thanks. And I would like to attempt to modify the list adequately.
Okay, roll a... I'll let you roll either computer or security, and then you give me... Tell me what you're doing. Tell me what, you know, what techno battle.
All right,
I'm going to
roll computer because I got a 71 there.
All right, what techno babble you're doing.
And I got a 12.
Got a 12, all right. So your techno babble... explanation for doing that is?
Well, I am checking the computer for any traces of excess in the file logs and getting rid of those. So wherever those files are kept, I'm checking the access records of those as well as the records themselves when I change them. So not only are the records changed, the logs that show the access is changed, and then I'm erasing my tracks again with my super knowledge of computers.
Okay.
You didn't say isolinear one time in that sentence.
Well, it's a software thing, and I didn't really need to reverse the polarity on any isolinear
that's hardware,
chips
man.
For this. However,
you have to throw the word matrix in there, too.
Did you need me to simplify it for you? Yeah, I'll be using some matrices.
Thanks.
You got it, brother. No problem.
You're going to use floating point math, too?
No floating point math.
All right, so... We've got the new list pulled off onto Adira's handcom, from Clemens' handcom. Clemens reclaims his terminal there. The list is now scrubbed and placed on Adira's handcom, ready to do whatever needs to be done, whenever that needs to be done. All right.
So these additions we've added to the list will actually make him more inquisitive, right?
I don't think so. I mean, the additions would, yeah, but they'd be inquisitive in the direction we want.
I'm gonna go ahead and take those portraits off the wall and the nameplates and...
What are you doing?
We're trying to hide the fact that these guys are connected to your museum.
It's not that everyone who's anyone knows they're connected to the museum... It's just not everybody knows that the museum is connected to you guys. If he already knows about us, we're screwed anyway. That was her point. If he already knows about the museum and guard frequency, then we're screwed. Doesn't matter. But on the off chance he doesn't, we need to throw him off. Your colonel guy, whatever. He's the little ball you throw to make the doggy run. We're trying to make the doggy run the other way. If he's just a little doggy, it should work.
And what makes you think he's not going to send somebody in here and see these portraits on the wall?
As long as you're not here with the portraits, it'll probably be fine. The realtor's going to be coming in here anyway in the next week or so to sell the place off or whatever. I'm done here.
Would it make everybody feel better just to take the portraits down?
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't we just want to do that?
Fine. I'm apparently fighting with Clemens about this.
Fine, whatever.
Must you be so difficult about everything, sir, please?
Fine, fine. Do whatever you want to the place. Fine. I give up. I give up.
Does that mean I can take some of those fancy cool weapons off the wall?
It's been great. Don't you dare.
Okay.
Those are insured for lots of money. Don't even think about it. Don't.
All the more reason to let me have one, dude.
Forget about it. I pour another cup of coffee and kind of slowly and gingerly hand it to him.
The sooner you guys get out of here, the better. Just finish up what you have to do and get out of here. Let me finish off this. If you want to take the portraits down, fine. You go ahead. The sooner you guys are out of here, the better.
I finish
okay, I continue taking them down.
All right. And now for something
else.
Attempt
to thoroughly dispose of them somehow.
Okay. There really is no place to dispose of them.
Just take them out of the frame and put them in your pocket.
With the nameplates?
Sure, why not?
At that very moment, at that very moment, there is a knock on the front door.
There's the
bell, you know, the little bell.
Is there a camera that we can see who that is?
Yeah, you sure can. You go and check it out, and there's two men hanging around the front counter. Everyone can roll perception if they take a look at the screen. We got a seven. Natural
got a 10
from Ryan. Then.
I roll some rolls, guys.
And Rexford got a 14. Well, actually, you know, 7's good enough, though. You all recognize Jim and Tim. The two cops / security guards / whatever the hell they were that met you guys at the very first time you landed on Anseith. If you remember the chase through the maintenance bay and the whole bit there.
These are the fellows. They ended up being nice fellows in the end.
You had falafel lunch.
Yeah, we had falafel. Yeah, I have no idea what it means that they showed up here because they're cops. Deira probably shouldn't have that gun on there if we meet them on her, if we meet them.
You guys are kind of crowded around the monitor there. Clemens goes, oh, God, just gets worse. And he starts heading for the front door.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll back Clemens up then.
Okay. He goes through and goes, boys, today is not the best day. And they kind of pull him over, like, you know, they kind of gesture over to him and kind of get him like in a sort of a hush-hush, hunched over kind of a thing. And you can attempt to hear what they're saying, Brian, if you'd like to roll a perception check.
I would. I got a 6.
Roll of a 6. You're only catching every other word, but you think you caught hotel, and you think you caught infiltration. Sounded like kind of like infiltration. But
you think about a broken door?
No, you kind of caught hotel and you kind of caught infiltration.
Okay.
And you see Clemens kind of nodding his head and then shaking his head and then nodding his head again and saying, well, I really appreciate you bringing this to my attention. And let me assure you that I will get to the bottom of this as fast as I can. And thank you very much. And the two of them kind of nod their head. They kind of look over at you and kind of give you the thumbs up like, hey, how you doing?
Give them the finger guns.
Yes, all right. And they turn around and walk out the door. As they walk out the door, you notice that the car that they're headed for appears to be the one that was sitting there at the end of the block last night.
Ah, that makes sense.
All right, so Clemens turns to you and says, okay, so we may have a little bit of a breather. It turns out that whatever you guys were doing at the hotel last night tripped all kinds of alarms. And they have connected that with the broken door at the hotel. Did you guys break a door?
Not us personally, but go on.
Well, anyway, so they sort of are connecting these things together. And it may be that they have twigged onto a Mr. Eddington person because he rented the room with the broken door, I guess. And there's been traces of sort of tampering with the hotel security system and so on. And so... He may be a bit tied up for the next few days as if the noose is tightening around him. So,
do they have him in custody?
No, that's why I'm saying may, because you may have some breathing room, though, so I suggest we use it wisely, like you guys getting the hell out of here.
It sounds like an excellent idea.
All right.
All right, let's go fill the other guys in, then.
All right. So, with that, you guys can fill each other, what's happening. Where do you want to go? Good.
Do I have a physical date with Eddie to give him this list?
No, he just wanted you to check in 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah, he said that this was a higher risk thing, and he thought, you know, there's going to be more trouble and more exposure for you, and he just wanted a progress report in 3 days.
Okay.
All right, so you got a little breathing room, according to the cops anyway. You don't know if that's exactly true or not, but according to the cops, maybe you do. And where do you want to go?
We still want to check out that place before we vacate the planet, right? The Lauren Experience.
Yep.
All right. So you guys can hop into a space Uber and Uber across town. So Richard is sort of, you know, saying his goodbyes and telling you all the various things he has to do to pack up shop here, and sort of, you know, ushering you towards the door, like, get a move on, get out of here, get out of my hair. And that's when you guys have started to sort of take down the paintings and were interrupted by the cops showing up. But that's when Ken Shadow sort of walks by the name placard to Elijah Beck again.
Hey, Clemens, I was noodling, you know, as one does with a nice glass of scotch. And I was thinking about, you know, my memoirs, you know, writing them down. And I realized that when we first talked to Eddie Boy, he name dropped Beck, which I think you said is one of these guys, right? And you...
Oh my god.
You said something about that, right?
Oh my god, yes, so much has happened. You're right. He did. So he'd already connected the benefactors to the museum. Oh, what a pickle. All right, what? Crying over spilt milk, water under the bridge. Right, okay. Well, that tells us something, then. So somehow he's already made that connection. All right, completely forgotten.
So we definitely shouldn't remove them from the contact.
Yes, we'll probably have to reinstate that if you could make that happen, Mr. Ale.
Sure, no problem.
All right. And that, kids, is how you retcon something when the DM forgets to check off that a plot point had been crossed and accessed.
Oh, I guess I'll just stick this portrait back up on the wall, then.
Yeah, so... It's fine. I have to move it anyway. It all has to go. Everything's going. Everything's moving. Everything's leaving. It's fine. It's fine. Leave it there. It's fine. I'll take care of it. All right. Okay. Well, good luck. Be careful. And keep me out of it, no matter what. Don't mention my name. Make sure I don't come up in conversation. Just keep me out of it.
Cool.
See you down the road. Farewell. Good luck. Goodbye. You too, Gradivia. Get out of here. Go with them. They're your best shot at getting off the planet now, because I've got to make a run for it separately.
I assume you mean the...
The Gray Soldier.
Yes, the Gray Soldier. Yeah. T-O-O.
Yeah, you also.
Got you.
He's shoving Gradivir out the door with you.
Gotcha.
Right. Here's my keys. He chucks you the keys to the ground car. You've done a great job so far. I don't care if you get a scratch on it. It's a company car anyway.
All right, thanks. And I just toss the keys to a crazy. I'm done driving. You do that.
I just kind of look at him and, all right, I'll give it a shot. Make my way over to the driver door.
All right, so you all pile into the company car there. You've got clear directions to the Lauren Experience for Crossy. Since you're in the driver's seat, give me a nav check.
Sure. I'm going to do that again.
Oh, with a natural one. Yes, please feel free to spend a karma point. Please feel free to use up that karma.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to grab some more Twinkies before we left planet.
Why is the McFlurry machine broken again?
Son of a bitch!
Oh. I love this. I love two natural ones in a row. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I'm not burning another one even if I could.
No. DM rule in this game is that two natural ones is a 1 in 100 chance, and I need to make something of that. I need to make something of that. So... With two natural ones in a row, you have successfully not only gotten lost, but you have managed to get yourself into a small fender bender with one of the locals, who now requires a police report for their space car insurance, which is going to put you a little behind. So you thought you were kind of leaving, getting a little bit of an early start.
Yep.
Off here. But you're actually going to be, you're not going to be able to arrive there till, you know, closer to lunch. So it's going to be more, you know, it's probably going to be a little more crowded than you would have liked. There's going to be a little more high traffic time. You'll be on the plus side, maybe easier to blend in with the crowds. But on the minus side, there might actually be more customers in this more experienced place that you might have to contend with. So some lost time there. But you do manage to get back on the road. And like Clemens said, he didn't care if you dinged it or scratched it anymore, so no consequences.
Do we want to switch drivers? I mean, like, no more cracks upon my back, right?
I mean, I'm happy to keep driving, but I can't help but think one of you has got to be better than... Yeah.
All right, who gets the keys?
I can drive.
All right. Knapsack Ale. Get him back on the road.
Oh, good. Where has the nav gone?
Top of the vehicle skills.
Now, wouldn't that be where you'd look without being told if you were smart? I got a 7.
Roll of a 7. All right. With a roll of a 7, Ale shows you how it's done. This is how you are minimally competent at navigating through city streets, everybody. Congratulations, Ale. Nicely done.
I'm better at spaceships.
As you all are. This is just how fate has played cruel jokes on you, that you get in space ground vehicle? Yeah, sure.
Technically
space
ground
vehicle car extents. Yeah, that's what they are. All right, so you arrive at this sort of, it's kind of like an open air mall. I'm sure you guys, I don't know if you're like familiar with those kind of sort of modern mixed use retail stores, and then there's condos and parking structures, and it's all walkable, but there's fountains here and there sprinkled in. It's really pretty nice. There are people walking around. It's a sort of a middle of the week nearing lunchtime, so there are people going to the various eateries, poking their noses into shops, running errands. So it's bustling. Bustling is a good way to describe it. You manage to locate the Lauren Spearian shop. It's on the ground floor of this sort of open-air mall. There's retail outlets all around it. There's kind of a sky bridge sort of above it off to the left as you're looking at the front door. And there you are. What do you want to do?
Can I pick up a donut on the way?
You absolutely can pick up a donut on the way. Cool. Make a 1-credit deduction from your bank account to cover that, and you can absolutely
have a donut. Grossy, not off the ground. So we're outside this place. I guess I can pose as a customer because I kind of wanted to go anyway. But does anybody remember, you know, other than surveilling, what are we actually looking for here? We're trying to get information on Eddie as a customer. Is that the idea?
Yeah, just kind of see what ties them together.
As another reminder, this place was suggested to Kin Shadow as a place where you could have concealed pockets that might be good for stabby things.
Yeah,
sewn into your bespoke clothing.
Yeah, I remember that. And by all means, why not? But this is also the place that Eddie got his luggage from, right?
Not the luggage, but the suits. His stuff came from Badejo, but. Right. This is the same company, right? This is the local branch.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go in and pose as someone, as a customer, who is actually probably going to just be a customer. And does someone want to run cyber ops or something like that while we're doing that?
I know how to do cyber ops.
Okay.
I'll, Rexford will stay out front and kind of just observe the area.
Okay.
Maybe Adira can capture an employee and torture them. Maybe that would work.
If he's already in a medical bed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But
this is Adira's opportunity to respond to her teammates' shenanigans.
Maybe maybe Rexford will talk to Sydney. Kind of, we'll just make small talk as we're people watching and observing out front.
Yeah, Sydney. Sydney's still
player
with us.
Player Ryu doesn't.
Yeah, go ahead.
Player Ryu doesn't quite know how to respond to that. That's so.
Everyone roll law and culture.
Oh, I don't think I.
What about culture? Law?
I put all of my points into that every time anyway.
I know you do.
I got a 10.
Okay. Got a 10. We got a 7. Ryu's got a 6. We got another 6 from Rexford. So for Adira and Rexford, you're a little out of your element here. You know, Rexford's a little more, you know, army barracks, maybe more his home. And Adira is used to, sneaking through the shadows and down to the more ramshackle and run-down parts of town where you try not to get noticed. This open space is full of light, lots of people in nice clothes, middle of the day. You're feeling a little exposed here. Gradivir, of course, he's, you know, a mercenary, and he's kind of more in your camp with Rexford and Ryu. Brian, given Brian's background, he's a little more, he's a little more suave, a little more cool. He's happier with this. And Ale, he's been around enough snobby people. He knows how to act around snobby people. He's got his thing worked out. He's got his repairman thing from the hotel, right?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
So, they've got that worked out. The rest of you are maybe sticking out a little bit. So, if Rexford has the idea that he's going to sort of case the joint. Rexford, I'm going to need you to roll a stealth check to try to not stick out quite so much.
Okay. I mean, I'm not really trying to not stick out. I'm just kind of leaning up against the wall or whatever out front.
You're trying not to get the cops called on you for being a stalker of some kind. That's what you're doing right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because people are, they're busy. They're going to their lunch appointment or going to run some errands. Sorry. And you're just watching the front door of the Lauren Experience.
I mean, he looks like a bad man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll a 4. Okay. Ryu, why don't you roll stealth check too? Because you're kind of in the same boat as Rexford there. You missed your long culture.
12.
You're much better at this. You're much better at this.
I'm very practiced.
Yes. Sydney is also going to try to not stick out here. He's only going to get a +2 on this one. But he manages to pass with a roll of an 8. So he's following Adira's lead and kind of catching on with what she's doing. Rexford, you stick out. You're not comfortable here.
You're eating your donut just way too aggressively.
You're eating your donut almost like it's a space Twinkie. Like you're just a little too enthusiastic.
Just like
about
breaking off pieces and just kind of eating them like.
I imagine he's holding it, taking like bite, just getting like into his face while he stares at the door. Like, I'm not up to anything. I'm not up to anything without blinking.
Yeah.
Why would I be?
So. Why would you do that? Because you rolled a low roll. That's why.
If you blink,
Why would I be staring at the door? I'm like,
because you're supposed to watch
at the Lauren Experience, looking out at everybody else.
Oh, my bad. My understanding is you were watching the door because what Tony described.
The donut's distracting you. Maybe that's what you intended to do.
Yeah,
Rexford. But the donut is very distracting.
Of course.
It's a distraction. You're not at the top of your game right now. Too much going on. So, but that's what's happening. So, Brian, you're headed for the inside. Henry, are you going with him, or are you going to try to do something else?
I'll probably walk in with him. I've got to try to find a place to do some cyber stuff, so I got to find a place.
Okay, all right. So you're going to head in with Brian. Adira, you have decided to blend in, and Gradivir has sort of figured you know what you're doing, so he's going to kind of tag along. What are you? How are you doing your blend in?
I'm not sure. Hold on.
Just make something up. You passed your roll. Now we're just looking for flavor.
In that case, I'm checking my hair and makeup and my reflection in the window.
Perfect. And Gradivir's going to come up behind you and point at things in the window that maybe you think, you know, his friend Adira might find interesting. So he's playing along there. And Rexford is doing his donut bit. Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to walk inside with Ken Shadow and Ale. And so you walk in, and there's a pleasant young woman behind the register, and she says, "Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome to the Lauren Experience. Do you have an appointment here with us this morning?"
"Oh no, unfortunately, no. I got this place recommended to me by my tailor, and I was looking for some alterations. Do you think you could, perhaps squeeze me in?"
"Yeah, we did have a cancellation. We do have another appointment coming in about 15 minutes, but I think we can squeeze you in. If you want to just wait here in the lobby, I will check with the manager to see if we can accommodate you here during this the slow period. One moment, please." And she steps into the back, leaving you guys alone with some tasteful recliners and couches, some mannequins with stylish clothing on display, some light elevator music playing in the background. It's very, it's pretty upscale.
So is the Lauren experience a, is it from, is it both men and women's clothing, or is it just a men's tailor?
So in the Elite Dangerous universe, things tend to be, things tend to start out unisex and then spread, you know, the tails of the distribution curve spread out. You could see women shopping here. You could see styles that would cater to women.
Okay.
But if it's not like super frilly stuff, but it's also on the other side, it's not like, you know, butch stuff either, right?
Okay.
It's clearly they're aiming for like the middle of the road, androgynous maybe. I don't know. It might be the word.
Yeah, I'm having trouble picturing that, but that's fine.
A lot of suits. Okay. Suits. How about that? Suits.
Do they have flight suits?
No. Okay. Are you kidding me? How uncouth, sir.
I mean, I didn't ask that. I'm just looking around.
Jeez. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. It's a really, 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 really nice men's warehouse. How about that?
All right.
Like all Joseph right. A. Banks. I don't know. You ever been to one of those? Yeah.
But I get you.
It's a chain store, clearly, but it's really nice. They're trying to be real upscale with it.
I get you.
So are we alone out here in the lobby?
Yep. I'll buy you lonesome.
I want to see, is there any place I can hook up, or is there any place that, or anything I could do wirelessly in here to get any kind of access? Maybe look around the desk to see if I can get any information off a desk, anything. Security?
Yeah, there's like an inventory register, you know, checkout desk kind of on the back wall. But if you want to roll a security check, and have an 8. Yeah, so you sniff the Wi-Fi. You sort of probe for outlets and stuff like that. There's only the terminal up front. There's sort of generic Ansea City data access, but nothing specific to the store. But you get the idea, and your handcom sort of tells you that there's additional data ports and access points farther back in the store, like where the lady went. But the register is the only thing up front where you would have that kind of access.
I wonder if there's anything I can do. You said I can't get on the Wi-Fi, though?
Well, you got the city Wi-Fi. You could, I mean, it's all networky, right? It's cyberpunk.
I want to figure out how to get into the cameras and see what's going on in there and be able to watch Kin Shadow and whatever else happens in there.
Yeah. So the game choice that...
Clothes, you devil.
No, while you're getting intel in case you get in trouble. I'll know.
Oh. Well, I guess he doesn't want to peep on you there.
Brian, also to peep, but hey. So I can help.
So the gameplay choice you're going to have to make is you're either going to have to try to sneak in the back and not get caught to get a physical connection directly to the shop's computers, mm-hmm. or you can try to bust in through the citywide Wi-Fi, but it's going to take more hops and you have a better chance of being caught just because you have to make more jumps. So that's kind of the risk analysis that Ale's going to have to make here.
Gotcha. All right. I think what I'd like to do, is there any way for, you said I could see connection to terminals in the back. Can I do anything from the register that might damage one of those?
Once you kind of get in on the register, you'll have access to the shop, but you'll be standing there at the register out in front of everybody. People can look in at the windows at you.
This is what I was getting at first. I wanted to see if I could get like their Wi-Fi password so I could get into their network while he's doing his business. So that's why I was like looking at the desk, looking at the routers. Yeah. Do I see nothing?
You're going to have some sort of cabled connection from your handcom to a thing. There's no...
Okay, I'm going to try to sneak back there later then.
Okay, you're going to hold your fire on that.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so that's happening there. So I'm going to head back outside to Rexford and his donut. Just as you're sort of licking the last of the powdered sugar, what kind of coating did the donut have, Rexford?
It's just like a cake donut.
Cake donut? Does it have a glaze or like a powdered sugar?
No.
Some kind of frosting? Buttercream? Was it filled?
It's a space donut, Tony.
Okay, space donut. All right. Okay, so you're just kind of licking the last of your the light icing that just sort of glazed over the top of it. Not too much. Just enough to sweeten it a little bit.
Sure.
And I need your roll perception.
11.
Ooh.
All right, with a roll of an 11, you're kind of aware you're sticking out a little bit. And so you kind of give the environment a once over around you, and there's somebody on a bench, behind you. It's a civilian, medium height, medium weight, nondescript, and he's just like he's got like a bag of, let's call it space popcorn, kettle corn, you know, And he's just eating it, but he's giving you the side eye. He's just sitting there minding his own business, but also giving you the side eye.
Okay, just kind of in normal, like, I guess, normal clothes, not like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Suit
he's,
or whatever.
He's blending in with the, you know, sort of business lunchtime crowd that's milling around here running their errands or you know, getting food.
Okay. I'll, just kind of as they look over and see me as I'm finishing, just kind of give like a little bit of a smile, you know, a little bit of a nod, like, hi, I see you seeing me. And then now that my donut is finished, I'll pull out my hand comm and just kind of make it look like I'm flipping through messages, because
okay.
I will flip through messages.
Okay. Okay. Do you move from where you're at?
No.
Okay. All right. So you see him.
But
you
I'll like adjust my posture since, you know, you said that I kind of realized that I was sticking out. So I kind of adjust my posture to make it look like, okay, I'm just waiting for someone, or, you know, I'm just, you know, not looking around. I'm just standing here waiting.
But right? You're out of donuts, so you can no longer be like passive aggressively attacking the thing. So
Right. Exactly.
I mean, he probably has his reserve supply of space Twinkies, but he may need to hold on to those for an emergency.
Hang on, let me see how many Twinkies I have.
Yeah, we don't want to bust those out, you know, too soon.
He has to check his Twinkie clip.
That's right.
it's on my character sheet.
Bandolier.
I'm dry. I'm dry, Sarge. I'm dry. Toss me the Twinkie box. All right. Okay. So you got some reserve supply of Twinkies, but you're not digging into them just yet.
Yep. I have three left.
Okay. All right. Good. Good to hear about that Twinkie level. All
right. Just so that we're clear. Right.
All right, just so the DM doesn't accuse you of cheating by pulling out too many Twinkies later in the game.
Yes,
it's good to know. Good to know. Glad we had the talk. All right, so you see him. You see him. He looks at you. He sees the acknowledgement, and then he, without hardly missing a beat, he puts another handful of popcorn in his mouth. And instead of going back into the popcorn bag, he reaches for his hand comm, and still looking at you, he starts you know, thumbing the keypad a little bit with his right thumb, and just. Checks you, looks down at the keypad, and that goes on for a while. Now we're going to switch over to Ryu and Sydney, Gradivir, still doing the window thing. And what do you do? What do you see?
I'm going to make a satisfied nod at the window and then just turn around and lean against it and just look like I'm waiting for somebody.
Are you going to stay in there a little bit longer, or what are you going to move on to next?
Yeah, but we've been talking, so...
You do have somebody right there. All right, you're just going to continue to make conversation, leaning against the shop window. What is the shop window you're leaning against? Is it the Lauren Experience, or is it some other shop down the way, or what are you hanging out in front of?
I'm on... Are the stores connected?
Yeah, it's like a big strip.
Okay.
Mall,
you know, in that case, I'm in between the Lore Experience and whatever the shop next to it is.
It's Space Froyo.
Okay.
That's what it is. There you go. All right, so you're kind of in the middle between those two shops there, waiting. Okay, good enough. Back at the inside, the polite young lady comes back out and says, the manager is going to have a little time for you, sir. If you'd like to step over here to the measurement booth, he'll be right out. Just come right over here and we'll get started.
Oh, great. So I step over the measurement booth. I guess I'll underwrite. Yes. Step over the measurement booth. Yes.
Yeah. So she fiddles with her hand comm. You see some, you know, lasers kind of come out and take measurements for your height and weight and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
After a minute or two of that, she kind of nods herself satisfied, walks back over to the register. From the back, a very well-tailored man comes about and says, good afternoon and welcome to the Lauren Experience. I'm Robert Leslie and I'm glad to be your host today. What can we do for you?
Oh, hello, Mr. Leslie. So I got some suits tailored for me up on Denver Station, and my tailor recommended me drop by, Lauren Experience to have some alterations done.
Well, clearly he's a man of taste and style. Thank you for giving us your patronage today. I see Maria has given you your initial measurements. Tell me, is this the garment we're going to alter for you today, or is there something you're going to bring to us later?
This one, and I have another one in my bag as well. Yes. So what I'm looking
did you,
for...
Just a second, just for clarity purposes, did you give, I think you gave Adira one of your jackets so she could conceal the laser pistol?
That is true. Yes. Okay. So I will retcon that and say okay. Yes, this is the garment that I'm looking to have altered right here. Specifically, I guess the jacket, I guess, is what I'm looking for. So I was looking for perhaps like a discreet pocket to be added to the jacket.
I see.
Something about, you know, yay long, you know, this dimensions, you know, just... You know, I'm worried, you know, about, you know, being able to keep some of my valuables secure. And, you know, I'd like some privacy from my thing, if you want it.
I see. Will we be concealing currency, valuables, or a weapon of some kind?
We'll keep our options open. It may fall into the weapon category at some point in the future, yeah.
Well, will it be a bladed weapon or one that it takes a cartridge or some kind of ammunition?
Bladed, yes.
Very well, sir. Step right this way. Do you have the a weapon in mind, the dimensions, perhaps a brand name that we could scan from the computer files to match the pocket exactly?
Unfortunately, no, I don't. I kind of give him a... You know, hand gesture and appropriate dagger size.
Well, just for your information, sir, we tailor very, very carefully. You'd have to be aware that if we don't have the exact dimensions for the instrument you're going to conceal, it may jiggle, it may loosen, it may fall out at inopportune and or embarrassing moments.
Can you make it adjustable?
That will cost extra. I hope you're prepared for that expense.
That's fine if it costs some extra.
Wonderful. Thank you. We've got your measurements. Now, if you can leave the jacket here, we should be able to squeeze you in sometime this afternoon. If you'd return at, and he consults his hand comm, kind of directs it over to his assistant, and they kind of nod at each other for a bit. Please come back at approximately 4:30 this afternoon, and we should have this ready to go for you.
Thank you very much. While I'm here... do you guys, what kind of other kind of, specialty garments do you guys offer? Do you have anything that, you think I might be interested in? Maybe something in the, that offers a little more protection?
He looks at you for a second, and then he kind of looks over at Maria and kind of gives her the nod to, get lost. And then he walks up to you and he kind of goes, I don't do that without a reference, man. You got a reference?
Can I name drop the guy from Denver?
Sure. And he's like, I mean, he sends me business, for this stuff. Like, everyone understands wanting a knife, right? Imperial wannabes with their little tiny fancy swords and stuff. But, and the cops aren't going to give anybody any trouble for that. But, you're looking to conceal something a little more than that or get something bulletproof mixed in with your suits. Cops are going to want to know. That's gangland territory stuff.
Right. Yeah, I'm not quite there. I'm thinking in my head here. Clemens's cover is blown anyway.
Sure.
Probably doesn't care if his name gets thrown around a little, huh?
Is he the one though? I can't interrupt you. You're talking, but I'm not him, probably.
You could. I mean, you're there. You hear this whole conversation.
This is me thinking. In terms.
Yeah, that's why I can't really say it.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Can I say, dude? Eddington said this would be easy. Can I just throw that out there and name?
You absolutely. You can. Yeah.
Because would that be wrong to pretend we're with him?
He lowered his voice so that it wasn't his booming salesman voice like he was doing the company line in front of the help, right? In front of his assistant. You heard that whole thing. You want to drink? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to lean into Kinshadow and said, Eddington's crazy. He said this place was cool.
And you say that loud enough for
dude to hear me, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And he kind of goes, oh, well, why didn't you say so? Of course, sir. Let me show you the private collection, but I can't do it now. I've got an appointment coming in just after you. Was only able to squeeze you in because of the cancellation. But if you'll come back at 4:30, I'll have your garment ready and pressed and ripe for action, and possibly we'll get a look at the special stock.
Alrighty then, see you at 4:30.
That'll be my pleasure, sir. Thank you for coming in. Mr.
Jones.
Jones. Well, I'll certainly put that on your claim ticket. He makes some notes on his hand comm and reaches out for your garment, which I assume you give him.
Yes.
All right, so he takes your jacket and says, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you.
And walks you to the door and, like, you know, just, you know, very politely escorts you out, you know, and waves goodbye to Henry, and there you go. All right, so you're back out on the street.
All right, well, I'll head towards the other guys and kind of motion them for them to walk along with us.
Yeah, I would have, stepped off from the wall as soon as they exited and continued with.
Okay. All right, and so you kind of recongregate as a group?
I'm going to be very, out of character. I just want to, are we ignoring Popcorn Guy? Creepy Popcorn Guy?
I am currently ignoring Creepy Popcorn Guy.
Okay, I just want to be clear. All right, so I kind of whispered, all right, guys, this is not a whole lot of information here, but this place obviously deals in, protection clothing and things like that. That is a little, under the table, so to say. And, they're doing an alteration for me, and I'm going to come back at 4:30 and see a little more of their stock. So I guess we'll see what they... see what they have. They are, they obviously know Eddington, thanks to Mr. Ale over here for that. And, I don't know. I mean, Ale, do you think we got anything else out of that interaction?
I don't know. What I'm worried about is them taking this time during this next appointment, to follow up with Eddington. I wonder if we can intercept their next appointment on the way in. Maybe a Crozy can nab somebody heading towards the place. We looked you know what I mean? If we see somebody going in the door, say, hey, man, come here, and then drag him in the alley.
Well, it might be that guy, and I kind of casually gesture with my head towards the popcorn guy and say, well, it might be him. He was giving me weird looks while I was waiting for you.
He's still giving you weird looks, and now you're all standing together, and the weird looks have not stopped. He's still, he's the hand comm. Tapping has slowed down a little bit. He's, gone back to pay some attention to his popcorn. But he's eyeballing all five of you now.
Is he sitting down?
Yep. Just on a little bench. Kind of, there's a tree, It's clearly made for someone to just take a load off and people watch or whatever. And that's clearly what he's doing.
No one else.
The only one of us that isn't here is Adira, right? She's not in this cluster, or is she?
She's there.
Did you stay apart from them, or did you...
Well, I was going to tap Sydney on the shoulder and ask him if he wanted some froyo. We were going to go in there, but then you said the five of you reconvene. Well, so I was like, never mind.
Well, if that doesn't have to happen that way, you just hadn't said anything. But if you want to go get some froyo, okay, that's cool. You guys can go in. Yeah.
So okay, because so she's not there, I'd like to text her to say this dude's watching us. Can you make your way over there and find out what he's all about while we stay here and draw his attention?
So I text back, sure thing.
Cool. So we should all just stand here and goof off and talk about non-important stuff until she gets a chance to go over there and see what's going on with him.
Is she going to try and get like a view of his hand comm or something?
I'm not sure. I just want to see. We want to figure out what he's up to. Maybe she'll talk to him. Maybe she'll just distract him.
She could do whatever she likes. But in the meantime, she's going to buy some froyo with Sydney real quick. Deduct 3 credits or whatever from your tally there for that.
3 and for froyo and 1 for a donut? Nice.
Well, I mean, yeah.
The prices here are not bad.
Yeah, no, in space, it's a space economy. Yeah, space prices. All right, so, but in the meantime, I need the 3 of you that are standing out there to roll perception.
12.
10, 12, and
14.
Nice rolls.
Right, so you guys are keeping an eye on Popcorn Dude, and Popcorn Dude is keeping an eye on you, and you do see the next customer, a woman in her early 60s probably, very nicely dressed, alone, walking in, and as she approaches the door, she waves inside, and you see Leslie wave back, and you watch her walk in, and they're touching the fabrics and pointing out the collars and all that other kind of stuff, you don't get the impression that this is anyone you need to be worried about. This is just the next appointment.
I was hoping he'd find a way to cancel it, but that's not going to happen with us being botched.
So, yeah, she just kind of she turned a corner and there she was, and it was a short distance, and boom, she just walked in. But, you know, that's the vibe you get is this was the, let's call it the 11:30 appointment. This was the 11:30 for Lawrence Perrins. All right, so Froyo in hand, Sydney and Adira walk out of the shop, and then you do...
Is there enough room on the seat next to this guy for both of us, or should we, like, sit on the ground around the tree? It'll be a squeeze.
Who gets to snuggle up next to him?
I'm going to put Sydney on that side.
Good enough. All right, so you sit down the opposite end of the bench, and Sydney says, kind of gives him a little bit of a, excuse me, and, you know, puts himself down right in the middle. And you two are noshing on some Froyo, and he looks a little bit miffed, but, you know, doesn't say anything, and just, continues to keep an eye on the other three there, and munch on his popcorn.
Does he look like he is trying to listen in on their conversation?
Roll streetwise.
15, not 10.
Natural 10. You get the idea that the way he's holding his hand calm, he's trying to train some kind of, like, long distance sensor on them. Like, he's trying to keep some sort of pickup or scanner directed at them, and he's actually tapping stuff in, but he's also kind of covering for the fact that he's kind of trying to keep his sensor pointed at them.
Okay.
As cover for that. You've seen this trick before.
I just start chatting with Sydney about how good the Froyo is, and tell him I'm going to let my brother know about it, and I pull out my handcom and start texting back to Ale saying, you guys might want to watch what you say. I think he's trying to listen in on you.
Can we keep that in a group text? Can I text that to the other two guys? I'll text that to the other two guys and then ask Akrosi, how was the donut?
It was all right. Wasn't great. It's definitely worth the credit. I'll swing by on our way if we pass it, but I won't go out of my way.
But what about the shipment of donuts?
I didn't order a shipment of donuts.
No.
I just got the one.
The other shipment of donuts. How's that going?
Fine.
Everybody roll perception.
Everybody, or just those three?
I need to roll perception in reality.
13. Everybody.
I also got an 8.
8.
8 for Rexford. 13 for Remedale, got an 8 for Ryu, and did we get, is that everybody? That's everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that's everybody. All right, so everybody except Roland Morgan, who temporarily, to make that comment about the shipment of donuts, had his back turned to the popcorn guy temporarily. Everybody else saw that when Roland had to sort of repeat himself for Rexford, you saw him sort of stiffen a little bit and be a little less cool with the whole pointing the sensor at you guys. He's really trying to get a good aim on it now. He's twigged his interest.
Did you remember to get extra glaze on the donuts?
I am going to stand up and kind of act like I'm stretching my legs a little bit and stretch out my hand with my Froyo and then just kind of lose my grip on it and try to aim it right on that handcom.
Okay. Roll a, I don't know, what is that? Roll, go ahead. No, that's an improvised weapon. Let's call it an improvised weapon. You're trying to wreck his handcom. Go ahead and roll an attack. Go ahead and roll a melee attack.
Okay.
Just a regular old melee attack.
Oh, that didn't work.
Yeah, you're chucking an ice cream cone at his handcom.
Yeah.
Roll 4. Well, I mean, but there's still gravity, right? So you miss his hand comm, and it goes right into his lap.
Oh my gosh! I'm so sorry. Let me hit that for you.
Come on!
I pull a handkerchief out of my pocket and start wiping him
just
down.
Just had this. Come on! Jeez! Oh man!
Can I buy you a Froyo to make up for it?
No, jeez.
Well, here, and I I don't know how credits work. Do I just send them to him, I guess?
He's complaining about being clean, so maybe offer to pay his cleaning bill or something?
At least let me pay your cleaning bill. It's the least I could do. I'm so sorry. I'm so clumsy.
Fine. And he's looking up and down. You kind of get the impression he's looking for the cleaners right now. Like, you know, like this, he's going to have to go back to the office. Jeez. And he's got
Is there a cleaner ice cream around?
On his pants. You can roll perception.
The lower experience laundry.
Eight.
With a roll of an eight, you don't see a dry cleaner or anything or you know a cleaning office, but you do see like a freestanding mall map with directions and stuff, so you can kind of point him to that. And he messes with his handcom for a second and says, "Yeah, that's fine. Why don't you just pay for the cleaning and it'll be fine." And so he's sort of holding his handcom up, and you know you made those transfers with Eddington, with that sort of Venmo tap thing, you know. You can just beam him the appropriate amount of credits.
Okay, so he doesn't want me to lead him over there, or is...
He's standing up, and he's got, like, one foot headed towards the mall directory that you pointed him to.
Okay. All right, well, I guess let me know if I need to pay you more for that. No,
that's fine. Deduct 20 credits from your thing. You sent him $20, and so he's like, "No, that'll be fine."
And I sit back down next to Sydney and just kind of get this. I kind of hunch my shoulders over, like, I can't believe I did that.
All right. So the way this is set up is that he's got to walk past the three of you to get to the directory, and he's kind of stomping and fuming his way across there. If you guys don't move, he's going to come within arm's reach of you guys. Do you guys just want to stay there, or do you want to move, or do you want to acknowledge him, or what do you want to do?
I think we should stay there and feed him BS information about donuts.
Exactly. Moving means, any kind of movement on our part implies that we're already on to him, right?
Yeah.
So as he passes, I'm going to reply to Roland and say, "Well, I was only able to get glaze on a third of them, but that glaze is going to be something special."
Jesus Christ. You know, we were supposed to get glaze on all of them.
Okay. All right. So you say that as he walks by. All right. The three of you can now roll another perception check.
Seven.
11.
Six.
11 and a six. With a 6, 7, and 11, you watch his back recede away as he stomps off towards the directory. You're welcome to keep an eye on him. He's in plain sight. He's not trying to hide anything. But he's arriving at the directory. That's where you're at.
Is that in the direction of the car park?
So,
no, it's the opposite way.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of just letting him go. It looks like Adira transferred in credits, which means we have a hook to his bank account, and we can probably ask somebody with computer skills to trace to find out who he is.
Sounds good. I know a guy with computer skills.
Okay. So he'll consult the directory for a minute and then sort of stomp off. And so you're gonna let him go, and then you're going to find a restaurant, table, bar, someplace where Henry can try to do some magic.
We kind of know where he's going, I guess, right? So I guess we can...
You know he told you that he wanted to go to the cleaners. That's what you know.
I'm going to stay next to Sydney and just keep texting Ale instead of actually joining them. So if we even go to a restaurant or anything, Sydney and I are going to be at a different table.
Tailing this guy sounds very risky, given he knows exactly who we are at this point.
Well, he doesn't really.
I mean, he knows our faces. So, I mean, I could wear a fault.
I have my mask on.
I mean, I have a mask. I mean, I'm wearing it at the moment. But, I mean, I have, but, you know, it'd be wearing the same clothes because my other jacket's indisposed. I guess both of my jackets are indisposed at this point. I was not cold.
Yes.
No,
you're fine. You're fine.
Anyway, I'm going to text Adira and say, "Hey, can you figure out who that guy is?"
You did have to get his, like, you know, his, at least his public facing, you know, credit account. So in order to Venmo
I
him,
I send that information to Ale and Roland.
I would like to use that information to find out what I can about him using my fancy terminal thing.
You probably want to find a spot, you know, just so you're not, like...
Right next to where he was just now?
Yeah. Yeah, and also just not standing in the middle of the freaking thing, in the middle of the lunch rush, blocking up traffic and talking about glazed donuts.
But I can do this while we walk, so I'm going to follow wherever we go while I try to look this up.
I'm gonna raise the difficulty if you're not able to make your full concentration on it. So,
Until we sit down.
Okay, so you're and this is more along the lines of just keeping you guys aware of your environment. It's the lunch rush. It's lots of people milling around. It's asses and elbows kind of all over the place. It's nice and it's pleasant, but it is busy. And if you stand in one place for too long, people are going to start to look at you funny because you're not moving. You're not being one of the busy people that are very busy right now.
Wait, we're going to a restaurant, I thought, right?
Something. Well, I mean, it could be whatever you guys want to do, but just some place where you can rest for a little bit.
Furia place is right there. Adira just dropped hers. It would make sense for her to get another one.
I was thinking Mexican food. You read my mind. Let's do it.
Yes. Tacos.
Right, Froyo.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, so Henry goes into the Froyo place, apparently.
No, I'm going to the taco place with them.
Okay, all right. So Henry goes to the taco place. Adira, you are still there on the park bench with Sydney, or what do you do?
Sydney and I go and replace my Froyo, and then I come out and head the general direction that those three headed. You're going
to go to the same restaurant, maybe just take another table, or... What do you? Okay. All right. So that'll happen. You guys will go do that. And you're able to. So last thing before we go before we close this session, Henry, go ahead and roll a computer check first.
That's a 15.
15. With a roll of a 15, you're able to sort of get the public profile of the guy. Everything that's publicly available for the guy. His name. His name that comes across is Tawny Cabra.
Tawny Cabra is on his MySpace.
Yeah, that's what you got from him. He appears to be a systems analyst at an office park here in the mall. He looked like he was probably on his lunch hour. Very boring, sort of vanilla person. You don't see anything that sticks out. Now go ahead and roll a security check.
I'm a 12.
Roll of a 12, you are able to kind of get into the financial stuff a little bit, but it's thin. Basically, that transaction account is the only thing that really comes up. And that's a little odd for somebody like him.
That sounds to me like a cover.
You're not 100% sure, but that is definitely a thing that you could conclude if you'd like to.
So I'm telling the group, either that dude just started a brand new job and opened a brand new bank account after just moving here, or he's got a fake job working here as a cover, and this is a fake identity, because he's only got one transaction, and it's to Adira. Dude's not paying rent. Dude's not buying candy. Dude's doing nothing on his account.
Not that you can see, right?
Not that I can see.
Right, yeah. I mean, and most people, again, like you were saying, they buy candy, they'd pay their phone bill, their space phone bill, you know. But this guy would be
sending money to OnlyFans. He'd be doing something. He's not.
All that.
Yeah, he's doing nothing.
Yeah. All right. So we're
only fans.
Right. Space only fans. Right. Actually, this one is only fans in space.
Oh, okay.
Because they only care about the people that are in space. Right.
So I mean, he's about to have a transaction with the dry cleaners, right?
Maybe, unless he doesn't go there.
No one's following him, so.
We'll find out if he has a transaction there, though.
If you do another security check. Well, every time you do a...
I'm not going to do it now because he's, I might do it in a little bit. But I think it's pretty obviously a cover, and whether he goes and gets cleaning or not, it's still pretty obviously a cover to me.
He didn't seem like a professional to me. Felt like either a rent-a-cop or a real cop.
Yeah, which is a pretty good cover. I'm just saying he doesn't have a history in here to speak of, and... that makes it fishy to me. That's all. I don't think we need to go and find him or worry about him. I think we need to worry that he was watching us and be glad that he's not right now.
So you guys, you're waiting for the hands to crawl around the clock for your 4:30 appointment back at the Lauren Experience. And in the meantime, while you're there, when we start up next time, you'll be able to decide what you want to do, if anything, further to check up on Popcorn Guy.